Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. As many of you know, I grew up in a small farming community in central Illinois. A great many of the folks in our church and in our community were farmers and grew either corn or beans. A few of the farmers had dairy cattle. Some had chickens, and I think I remember one of the members of our church that had pigs. But I don't remember any of the farmers in our church or community who raised sheep. And so while I did grow up around folks who knew their way around cows and pigs and chickens, I don't know that any of our folks knew their way around sheep. I know that I certainly didn't know anything about sheep. In fact, most of what I know about sheep has come from the Bible, which is not really meant to be a farmer's guidebook. And my guess is that most of you didn't grow up around sheep or shepherds either, even though I know some of you grew up around farms. And thus the imagery and the symbolism and the significance of the shepherd imagery is a bit lost on us. Now, I may be mistaken, but I'd be willing to bet that most of us have never met even one shepherd in our entire lives. I know I've never met a shepherd. That being said, I'm afraid that the power of the message of Psalm 23 is somewhat minimized for most of us in the church today. Oh, sure, we love the poetry and the imagery and the feel-goodness of the psalm. But since we probably don't know any shepherds like David, a one-time shepherd himself, shepherd who spent nights out in the open fields, awake in the deep of night, watching and guarding his sheep, who pursued both lions and bears in order to save his sheep from their treacherous jaws. We can't really fully appreciate what he meant when he wrote the words about our Lord being our shepherd. I mean, the words are pretty and all, but they really can't mean for us what they meant for David or for Israel, because we can't really identify with the life of a shepherd. And thus, if David were to write this psalm again for us today, writing with us in mind, folks who live in the city, folks from the 21st century, perhaps he would say something different. Perhaps something like this. The Lord is my mom and dad. I'm never in want. He tucks me into bed at night. He walks me to school. He's always there to make me feel better when I'm feeling down. He teaches me about right and wrong. Shows me how to live a God-pleasing life. Even when I'm alone in the dark of night or worried about things in my life, I'm never really afraid, because I know that he will never leave me and that he will always help me. He takes care of all my needs, my food and clothing and shelter. He makes sure that my life overflows with so many good things. I know that I will always be loved every day of my life because of him, and that I will live with him and have a home with him forever. That makes sense to me, because that's what my mom and dad did for me. It may not be as eloquent or as the shepherding imagery, but it probably makes more sense to most of us who never grew up with shepherds around us, but who did grow up with wonderful, loving parents. Parents who provided for us and taught us and protected us and comforted us and loved us. Now, I don't know about you, but I never, not even once, in all of my growing up years, ever went to bed wondering if there would be food for us to eat the next day. I never had to worry about if we were going to have a home or if there was going to be a bed for me to sleep in at night. I never even considered the thought that my parents would someday abandon me or that they wouldn't protect me if I was in danger or care for me if I was sick or comfort me if I was upset. Those thoughts were never even entertained by me as the remotest of possibilities. My parents loved me. And they did for me what loving parents do, what God does. They provided for and cared for and tended to and looked after and protected and loved their children. That's the message that David was trying to get across to the Israelites by using for them the imagery of a shepherd. You see, the folks who would have sung David's psalm knew all about shepherding sheep. They understood that a good shepherd does whatever it takes to provide for, care for, tend to, look after, protect, lead, and guide his sheep because he loves them. And so does God. In fact, God so loves his sheep, his children, that he sent his one and only Son into this world to die as their ransom, that he might save his sheep from the jaws of the wolf. Or as we might better understand, that he might save his children from eternal death. John states that the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And that is what any good parent would do for his or her children also, without a single thought, hesitation, or regret. And that's what God did for us also through his Son Jesus. He laid down his life that we might know God's forgiveness and God's salvation. Surely, goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives because we have been saved from death by the death and resurrection of Jesus. Although I love, as I'm sure you do too, the words of Psalm 23, sometimes it helps me to think of this psalm from the perspective of my 4-year-old self with my mom and dad. The same certainty with which I lived at that age concerning my parents' presence and their love and their provision is what David wants to project through this psalm. God is there for you. He is always there. God will take care of you. He will always take care. God will provide for you. He will always provide. provide. God will do all those things that good parents always do for their children. Because as much as your parents loved you, God loves you even more. So true is this, that David would have you banish every thought, inkling, notion. Banish it from your mind that things with God could ever be any other way. The point of Psalm 23 is to help us trust God to the extent that we would never, not even in the slightest way, ever entertain the notion that there would ever be a time, a place, or a circumstance where God wouldn't help us or He wouldn't be there for us. It just simply cannot happen. May we have such trust in God and in His love for us, for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Shepherd. Amen.